During animal health emergencies involving poultry, tasks requiring the handling and restraint of the birds are likely. Having a basic understanding of poultry behavior and humane restraint methods will help minimize the stress on the birds and reduce the risk of injury to responders. This just-in-time training presentation will overview basic poultry handling and restraint measures that may be needed for animal health emergencies. Poultry encompasses a diverse group of birds reared for commercial purposes, including eggs or meat. Chickens by far are the most well-known species, but other types of birds, from turkeys to waterfowl such as ducks and geese, or game birds such as pheasants or quails, may be reared. With such diversity comes variability in sizes, not only between chicks and adults, but from the various bird species as well. Game birds are generally smaller, with adults weighing between a pound or less to 6 to 8 pounds for chickens, or up to 26 pounds for turkeys. Poultry are prey animals by nature and stress easily. Their heart rates and respiration rates are much faster than a human's. Usually the smaller the bird, the faster the heart rate. Birds also have pneumatic bones, which means there are air pockets within the bones to make them lighter for flying. Although most domesticated birds, such as chickens and turkeys, can no longer fly, some can get a few feet off the ground and cover short distances. Within the flock, there will be a distinct pecking order. This organization or ranking within the group establishes which birds are dominant and which are submissive. Once a hierarchy is established, the birds generally live in a harmonious state. However, the addition of new birds or merging of flocks can disrupt this balance, leading to restructuring of the pecking order. Dominant birds can be very aggressive to submissive birds, and this behavior may even evolve into cannibalism. Poultry species may be reared in cages, open floor facilities, or free-range situations. Handling and moving birds in these situations will require different techniques. Increased stress, leg breakage, and mortality have been associated with poor catching and loading techniques. Poultry flocks reared in open floor facilities or that are free range can be moved using herding principles similar to other livestock species. Poultry are very social creatures and like to stay together in flocks. This characteristic allows for the herding of some bird species using principles of the flight zone. The flight zone is the animal's personal space and is used as an indicator of impending threats. The flock itself will also have a defined flight zone, which determines how close the handler may approach the flock before they all move away as a group. The size of the flight zone will vary depending on the bird's familiarity with human contact. Some birds, such as turkeys, will move towards a human when they enter the pen. Using the flock flight zone to herd birds can work to reduce stress on the flock and make moving or catching birds easier and faster. Birds may become stressed during catching and loading procedures. Stressors can include rapid movements, bright lights, sound, and strangers. Sudden movements can panic the entire flock. This can result in piling and potential injury to the birds. Additionally, if approached too quickly, birds may jump up or try to fly to escape. This can potentially injure the birds as well as the responder. It also stirs up dust, making working conditions difficult. When working with poultry, walk slowly when nearing the birds. All movements must be slow and steady. Poultry are very sensitive to light, and bright lights can distress birds. When possible, lights should be dimmed to keep the birds calm during movement. Even bright or white-colored clothing can stress birds. When possible, crew members moving poultry should wear darker-colored clothing. As with other animal species, birds are stressed by loud noises. Herding and handling procedures should be done as quietly as possible. The presence of unfamiliar persons can stress birds. However, this is most likely unavoidable during an animal health emergency. Reducing the other potential stressor situations will help keep the stress to the birds at a minimum. When working with poultry, as well as after the birds have been captured and contained into an area, it is important to monitor the bird's condition and activity levels for signs of overheating, chilling, or lack of oxygen. Birds that are overheated will have red, flushed faces, combs, and wattles. They will have open mouth breathing and rapid panting. If birds become chilled, their combs will become bluish in color. Birds may have fluffed up feathers or show signs of shivering. If there is limited oxygen to the flock due to overcrowding, the birds will be gasping and stretching their necks to breathe. Their combs and wattles will have a purple coloration to them. When herding floor-reared birds, it is best to divide the flock into smaller groups for easier movement. Herding movements will progress towards a catch pen, shown in the yellow circle, that will then allow for loading and handling of the birds. Note that the catch pens should not be placed directly against the building wall. Should a pileup of birds occur as the flock congregates in the catch pen, the net will need to be lifted to prevent injury to the birds from the pileup. Begin the herding process with responders in a straight line along the wall away from the catch pen, as shown in the green box in the left graphic. Movement should then begin slowly toward the catch pen. As the drive line progresses forward, it should wrap around to form a J shape as the birds get closer to the catch pen. This is shown by the green arrow in the right graphic. As the birds go deeper into the catch pen, responders should tighten into a reverse L formation, shown by the green box, encouraging the birds to move forward. After birds are within the catch pen, the gate of the catch pen can then be closed to ensure birds do not escape. Move calmly and quietly at all times during the herding process to avoid causing distress to the birds. As capture and containment progress, monitor the flock closely for birds piling up along the edges of the catch pen. This can lead to suffocation of the birds on the bottom of the pile. Smothering is the leading cause of mortality while capturing and loading poultry. If the birds begin to pile, time is critical, and the birds must be separated immediately to avoid smothering. Sometimes it is necessary to lift the bottom of the net to allow some of the birds to escape. There are some special considerations when herding turkeys. Be aware that turkeys are very curious and will often try to walk towards people when they enter the area. Waving items such as flags or a garbage bag on a stick may aid in herding turkeys. Also, due to their large size, turkeys can get stressed easily if walking too far or too quickly. When herding these birds, work slowly and allow some occasional resting breaks for the birds. Do not let the birds jump on each other. This will cause trauma and back scratches to the other bird. Some response procedures, such as caging birds or obtaining diagnostic samples, may involve the individual handling of poultry. Similar techniques used for herding flocks apply. Slow, steady movements with minimal noise. Avoid chasing the birds, as this will only cause them stress. Poultry should be caught individually by grasping both legs just above the feet. Poultry should not be picked up or moved by the wing unless it's grasped near the base, close to the body. Once captured, one hand should be used to support the bird's body. However, minimize the amount of pressure around the bird's thorax to avoid compromising their ability to breathe. All poultry will flap their wings when caught, inverted, or if struggling for balance or footing. This can lead to joint dislocation, bone fracture, or bruising of the wings when they strike objects or other birds. Place your arm over the bird's wings to minimize flapping. Birds should be carried upright whenever possible. They can be carried with their heads facing forward or backward. If the bird is stressed, carry them with their head backward to minimize their movement. Once restrained, hold them securely, but don't squeeze them. If they are being examined, place a towel around them to reduce wing flapping. If birds are in cages, they must be gently removed from the cages without excessive force or pulling. Both legs should be grasped above their feet. The bird should never be grabbed by the neck, tail, or a single leg. When returning birds back to a cage, handling must minimize any damage to the birds, including broken bones, bruising, or other trauma. Control each bird by securing its leg and breast, then place it headfirst into the cage. Care should be taken when closing and securing cages to ensure the bird's head, legs, and wings are free from the doors. Most caged birds are usually docile, but they can peck, scratch, or inflict puncture wounds if not handled correctly. When grabbing the bird's legs, make sure the shanks are side by side so as not to injure the handler or the bird. Always use caution around roosters. They can have quick movements and have large spurs on their legs that can cause serious injury. Another safety concern is dust and dander stirred up from poultry movement. Responders should wear protective masks when working with poultry to minimize inhalation of these materials. Zoonotic diseases of poultry, such as avian influenza or Newcastle disease, may warrant additional personal protective measures. Proper handling and restraint of poultry can minimize stress on the birds. For more information on poultry behavior and handling, see the following documents. Information provided in this presentation was developed by the Center for Food Security and Public Health at Iowa State University College of Veterinary Medicine through funding from the Multi-State Partnership for Security in Agriculture.